Chapter 19. Clatooine.
As they flew over the planet's surface in the small skiff, Lando and Jaina could see that Moon and Chancellor Kadari had not exaggerated. If anything, they had downplayed the violence. Vessels, both on the ground and in the air, surrounded the capital city. Tiny figures of armed guards milled around, and Jaina shuddered involuntarily. Lando caught the gesture.
You okay?
It's exactly like what the Mandos are doing to the temple right now. And it was by sheer dumb luck that I wasn't trapped there as well. I'd left less than a half hour beforehand.
Maybe old Dorima was right. Maybe we have been sent by the ancestors.
I wish the ancestors would send someone to kick Dallas.
Jaina sighed and shifted in the passenger seat.
You're just antsy because you're not piloting.
That too. I can't believe we're going to be listening to Hutts and Sith and ending up actually siding with one.
Well, let me put it this way. I have known some Hutts who are decent beings, but we gotta do our best to be impartial.
We could blast both of them. That'd be nice and even-handed,
Jaina said, giving him a little smile.
Don't tempt me. We're almost to the fountain, and the palace is right next to it. You should take a look. It's quite the beautiful object.
Jaina had averted her eyes after seeing Trima, but now did as Lando suggested, and her eyes widened.
Lando, you should take a look.
A colorful oath escaped him as he did so. Below them was the Fountain of the Ancients, or the Hut Ancients, depending on who one talked to. And Jaina had to admit, it was beautiful. What was not beautiful was the throng that had clustered around it. They were clamoring to get in, the Clatooinians, to be close to the sacred natural phenomenon that had been so much a part of their culture and history at this time of crisis. Except there were too many, shoving, pushing, an enormous crowd of beings surging forward.
There must be thousands of them,
Jaina said, correcting herself almost immediately.
Tens of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands in a few hours, Lando said. Clatooine may have a planet-wide lockdown, and I bet that includes major communications channels. But beings have a way of finding things out.
They were still silent as they vectored into a large landing area of the palace. Chancellor Kadari was there, along with several attendants. In person, Jaina found him much less imposing. He was shorter than she had expected. He leaned heavily on a beautifully crafted staff, and his body language was that of someone who was very close to being beaten down. She supposed she couldn't blame him. She couldn't imagine what sacrilege done to something that had been part of her very identity, that of everyone on this world, would have done to her. She was having a difficult enough time handling a broken engagement.
You are very welcome here, both of you,
Dorima said.
Ordinarily, I would extend more ceremony to this meeting, but I think you have seen by now that time is of the essence. We must restore order as soon as possible, and to that end, we must have a decision. Please, come with me.